chanting of Hare Krishna, it bestows innumerable benefits. Recently I was reading how four very prime benefits are offered to a devotee, one who is chanting Krishna's holy name. You can clearly see this. Anybody who chants, they will get these four things. Firstly, they get the association of devotees. Secondly, they get to hear the science of Krishna consciousness. Thirdly, they get a chance to be engaged in devotional service. And fourthly, the arrangement is made by which they can go back home, back to Godhead. So this we find happening in Ajamila's life. Ajamila just said one holy name. Narayana, he said. Finished. Immediately got the association of devotees. He found Vishnu Dutas appeared there. Then he also heard the science of Krishna consciousness from their mouth. And then subsequently he got a chance to engage in devotional service by going to Haridwar, chanting the holy name and living a very pure life. And then Vaikuntha airplane came there and took him back to Vaikuntha. So even if one chants the holy name inattentively, still he is not at a loss. You know why? Because even if one chants the holy name inattentively, still by some regular chanting like that, one will be getting the association of devotees. But if one gives up the chanting, then he loses the association of devotees by giving up chanting. Like you will find that amongst your junior boys also, boys who are chanting, you should always insist that they should chant some rounds regularly, one or two rounds regularly. Some boy may say, "Sir, today's Ekadashi, I chanted 16 rounds. And the next day he will say, "Because I chanted 16, next day 8 days I am not chanting. 8 into 2, 16 I have completed." Spiritual life doesn't work like that. It's Ananya Chaitaha Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityashaha Tashaham Sarabhapartha Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. See, how many times Krishna says this word Nitya? Ananya Chaitaha Satatam it is. Satatam means all. Where is my devotee? He is absorbed in remembering. And then he says Yomam Smarati Nityashaha. Again he says Nitya. And then Tashaham Sarabhapartha, they will easily attend me, he says Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. Because they are engaged every day, they will attend me. Three times Nitya, he says in that verse. This is it. Which means Krishna is stressing a lot on regularity, consistency in chanting. So Vishnu, I would say if a boy is chanting one round without fail every day, he is far superior to a boy who even chanted 40 rounds or 30 rounds one day and other many days he didn't chant at all. Why? We should always tell other people and we should always remember ourselves. Chanting is our link with spiritual world and Krishna. As soon as you stop chanting, you cut off our once that link is cut off, then we again wander away in the material world. So at any point of our life, we should never give up chanting. And then, higher than giving up chanting is inattentive chanting, which will also keep us in association. Although, the result of inattentive chanting is tastelessness. One will lose the taste for chanting, one will lose the joy, and cheerfulness, happiness, and one's mind becomes very restless, and then sometimes the chanting appears very burdensome, like as if crossing a huge mountain. So in order to not to bring about these troubles, what should one do while chanting? So one should follow the Haridas Thakur formula. What is it? Let everything else wait. Let all the thoughts brought by the mind keep waiting at the doorstep. "Please may I come in, sir?" "No, don't come in. Stand, stay there only." "When can I come in, sir?" "After chanting." That should be the, let's call it what formula? Haridas Thakur formula, yeah. It's the best formula. Don't entertain any thoughts during chanting. Don't tell the mind, "No, no, no, don't disturb me. Don't bring the thoughts." If you say, you will push and bring the thoughts. So you have to say, "Yes, I'm very interested in whatever you want to say." You can bring even thousands of things to discuss. No problem. Then, of this Haridasa phenomena. That way mind will be very calm. Actually one should chant the holy name very joyfully and happily and peacefully. Don't mind is pressurizing, you know. So many thoughts are coming, don't have to too much take tension in chanting. The world will not come to an end. Peacefully can chant, no problem. Do that activity very nicely. One shloka says, Vicharyani, Vicheyani, Vichintyani, Punav. It says, one should move the bead, counting the holy names like a sage is counting the rupee notes. You see how cool he can? You've seen the rupee notes in the next song? And you will see a smile on his face. Because he is, you know, going on counting more and more rupee notes, he's checking how much money total. Do you think he'll miss out one note? He's very cautious, very intelligent. You don't find him falling asleep while counting the rupee notes. And you will not find him, I'm up, you know, my hands are paining, you know, how can I count? No. It's a very enjoyable thing to do. Because it is his earning. So he is counting on opposite side and we are counting on this side. So Devampu used to say, the holy name is Chintamani. Used to say, but most people in the world have only chinta for money. Isn't it? So if you take Chintamani, then you will not have chinta for money. Used to say, everything will come in life. So one should actually do this activity very joyfully. If you do it joyfully, then you enjoy chanting. You relish chanting. And mind is calm, peaceful. And then the hearing goes, like today's Ekadashi. In Ekadashi I used to chant many rounds. So my experience is, other days we chant 16, it is so difficult. But Ekadashi day you can chant even 32, 40 rounds, 60 rounds, 65 rounds. Sometimes 80 rounds you can chant. And it will be very peaceful. Why? Because I have made up my mind. Today is for chanting. Ekadashi. So it will go on very peacefully. The mind is a very naughty child, you know. You have to ignore. If you ignore a naughty child, then you'll keep quiet. You will see. That's why I said Haridasa formula. Keep things waiting at the door. Chanting time, chant while you chant. Somebody had asked me, Prabhuji, if some boy is calling, can I attend to mobiles in between? Absolutely no. You can tell the boys, nobody should call during the chanting time in the morning. This time to this time I'll be very busy, don't disturb me. In case you all feel that some emergency calls may come from somewhere, cook or something, somebody can be given the mobile, you know. In case you are expecting any call and they can tell you, phone is calling. Generally speaking, you know, attending mobile calls or at least even looking at the mobile, whose number is coming, you know, it's very bad habit. I will see if it is important, I will attend, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's very bad. You are getting distracted unnecessarily. Actually, you should not have anything in this creation which is likely to disturb you during chanting. If mosquito is disturbing, you know, put some odomos or something. Don't allow him. One should absolutely. Purnachandra Prabhu, Prabhupada Dijabula, was telling me, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, he said, if you have a chadar on the top, you should not even remove it and keep it. He said, the four rounds. It's called granthi, we call it. Granthi means, in between four rounds, you should not do anything. You should not even drink little water. He said, one, two, three, four rounds are over, then you can, you know, move the things, drink some water, take care of this thing, and do everything. Again, next four rounds, absolutely no looking, you know, looking the no movement, just calmly chant and hear peacefully. You don't need to do any activity. So this, if you want to follow this granthi of four rounds, and only become very powerful, and chanting will become very powerful. No other activity. It should be exclusive attention, exclusive activity. And do very calmly. Don't build a tension in your mind like, you know, that builders of a blacksmith. No. If you keep building your mind too much, then mind thinks I am doing a very big activity. It is not a very big activity. It's not very difficult to just. Actually, you don't know what you are achieving, what power are you achieving by everyday chanting. You are learning the art of doing one thing at a time. Just sit in one place, keep on calling God's names. By this, you will get the ability to sit in one place and go on studying your college subjects for 8-10 hours. You can do that. How many of you here can study 8-10 hours? See, we have everyone will achieve that ability actually. Imagine you have a holiday, just sit with your notebook, pen, pad, just go on studying. Peacefully, no tension. And you won't be looking for any gifts, you know, for studying 8-10. When mother and father encourage me or somebody will give me something, no. You like it. You will start loving it, doing it. Same manner. Anything you'll be able to do, one thing at a time. When you sleep, you can sleep joyfully. It is like one sleeps peacefully and wakes up enthusiastically. Then one chants very nicely. All activity you can do very powerfully. Actually, we all want a life of fulfillment, right? Is there anyone here who doesn't want to lead life joyfully? Actually, every activity we want to do joyfully. Eating prasad. Glorify prasad and then put in the mouth. Not that, you know, curse prasad and put inside, it will create a problem in the stomach. Don't curse. Eat joyfully. Sleep joyfully. Do your studies joyfully. Every activity will become joyful when you chant joyfully. Do the chanting. You only have to do the complete the rounds. Nobody can complete for you. Isn't that true? Isn't it? Can somebody chant for you? Some rounds are remaining, you only have to complete. So why not do it happily? Why do it grudgingly? Very peacefully. Keep a calm mind. Don't build the tension in the mind unnecessarily. If you're feeling sleepy, go throw some water, fresh cold water in the eyes. Come back and sit very enthusiastically. Every day if we do this, day after day after day, time will come and we will relish this activity. Pitta upatapta narasjana rochikana. Suppose on the day, the jaundice tongue, when it is free from the disease, then the sugarcane juice will manifest its sweetness. So if any of you is feeling tired because you got a bit late in the night, then you can walk and chant. Basically the idea is chant and hear and let everything else raise. And after Bukhi, it's offer of humble obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like this, here for ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.